Deutschlandfunk Kultur Klangkunst.
Eine von drei Frauen weltweit wird im Laufe ihres Lebens vergewaltigt oder Opfer von schwerer Körperverletzung. Diese UN-Statistik wird dieser Tage oft zitiert, im Zusammenhang mit der Kampagne One Billion Rising für ein Ende der Gewalt gegen Frauen und Mädchen. Initiatorin ist die New Yorker Künstlerin Eve Ensler und sie ist bei weitem nicht die einzige Stimme aus der Kunstwelt, die sich für Gleichberechtigung, Sicherheit und Freiheit von Frauen einsetzt. Einen akustischen Beitrag zu dieser Debatte liefert die italienische Klangkünstlerin Maria Luisa Caposo mit ihrem Hörspiel Die patriarchale Schlange, Unisauree, hier und heute im Deutschlandfunk Kultur. Herzlich willkommen zur Klangkunst. Für Caposo ist das Patriarchat die wesentliche Ursache von Unterdrückung und Gewalt gegen Frauen. Tradierte Geschlechterrollen behaupten eine Dominanz der Männer und eine Unterlegenheit der Frauen. Von Generation zu Generation werden sie vorgelebt und nachgeahmt, die Schlange beißt sich in den Schwanz. So sieht das Maria Luisa Caposo und sie erhebt buchstäblich ihre Stimme dagegen. Die Sängerin und Komponistin war im Herbst 2021 zu Gast bei der Radio Art Residency von Bauhaus-Universität Weimar, Goethe-Institut, Deutschlandfunk Kultur, Eigenheim-Galerie, ACC-Galerie und Radio Lotte. In einer Reihe von Workshops und Radiosendungen hat sie mit Frauen und Männern über ihre Erfahrungen mit dem Patriarchat gesprochen, ihre Stimmen aufgezeichnet und sie mit eigenen Texten, Songs und Klängen angereichert. Maria Luisa Caposo arbeitet in den Bereichen Stimme, Performance, visuelle Kunst und Improvisation, oft in Verbindung mit selbstgestalteten Ritualen. Sie studierte Musik in Bari und Monopoli. Sie hat weltweit von Musikerinnen, Tänzern und Künstlerinnen gelernt und mit ihnen zusammengearbeitet, darunter Meredith Monk, Patricia Bardi, Karl Berger, Kent Carter, William Parker und Fahim Mazar. Hören Sie? Die patriarchale Schlange, Unisauree, von Maria Luisa Caposo.
This is enough of disintegration, of what has been hurting us since generations, growing into the feeling of trust, building voices together like a constellation of many stars in the dark night, where the fire transforms everything.
trauma,
advanced
self-censorship,
betrayal of
valuable into a box, power, escape, privilege, violence,
clusters, stand, exhausted,
a dance, a train of fabric,
forces,
a trace of burning embers,
searching,
a dance,
transforming,
escape,
under space,
power, blood,
system,
violence, privilege, I can breathe,
blood,
the cloud,
violence, privilege,
fist on the absence of life, process of questioning, triggering, understanding,
advance,
searching, transforming,
the clock,
forces, clusters, valuable, censorship, trauma, exhausted,
the clock,
exhausted,
let's be burnt,
exhausted, trauma, valuable,
system,
process,
pressure,
searching, oppression, escape, pop,
searching,
power, blood, violence, I can breathe, dance,
search,
a trail of travel, a trace of burning embers, a trace of the clock, system, oppression, transforming, stern, self-censorship,
exhausting, searching,
into a box, trauma,
inner
absence,
space,
strength, home, heart, feeling, God, fist, vapor, oppression, a trail, blood, escape, inner space, inner space, inner space.
In the society of perfection and efficiency, where we are all asked to be strong, productive, and efficient, is our story going to be listened and respected as an important matter of existence? Is fragility still considered equality? Are we allowed to be as we are, including our traumas and wounds?
Silence. I don't want to live with my heavy heart anymore. Cut it out, tear it into pieces, give it to someone who can take care of it, because I cannot do it anymore. I'll throw it on the ground. You don't need to bury it because it's so heavy that it will sink on its own.
I try to take together many things: love, son and daughters, job, independence, art. With flames, talking with my ancestors. Going into an obscure cave would be the first step, but we were together. I wasn't alone. So no fear and keep on going.
Vater, das System, in dem wir leben, hat es dir erlaubt und vor fast 30 Jahren vorgegeben, zu tun, was du getan hast. Du hast dich verpisst. Du hast mich und meine Mutter allein gelassen. Und du hast uns dafür verantwortlich gemacht. Du hast mich emotional missbraucht.
Meu nome é Carolina, eu sou brasileira de uma cidade do interior de São Paulo que se chama Atibaia. Cresci e passei a minha infância na casa da minha avó.
Minha I'm avó Brazilian. Fini,
que
I'm from a city
numa casa,
from,
from
the state of São Paulo called Atibaia. I grew up and passed my childhood in the house of my grandmother, Fanny.
We
lived in a house in Bragança Paulista, which is a small city in the interior of São Paulo. And us children, we played in front of the house. I had many friends, boys and girls, and we did all those childhood games of children from the decade of the 80s. My life was good.
Fragments of words and sounds. Ma? Me ơi, ba, bố, fragments of words and languages. Ding duk, ding an, ding jig. Das sind die Sprachen, die ich spreche, aber das Sprechen unterscheidet sich. Die Worte unterscheiden sich, die Bedeutungen, die Möglichkeiten, über Dinge zu sprechen, Dinge auszusprechen, sie zu kritisieren. My father came home from work and would only speak German to us. Wer hat die Macht zu entscheiden, welche Sprache wir lernen? Welche Sprache wir an unsere Kinder weitergeben und wer nicht? Wie spiegelt sich was in den Worten wider, die wir verwenden? Languages travel far, over generations in a nutshell, patriarchy conserved. In order to address something, one has to name it. But what if you don't? If you're not able to, because you lack the words, and the languages you both speak are not enough. Golubgong. Beat Nikita Lamsau. Hina Gong Nighting Yi Gong Hamgan Beat Noiwa Patriarchy Hala Patriarchat Hala Gidala Ki Yai Yang Yelamsau. Ja, schnell ist dran, mich daheim. So, ich nehme euch die Zimordung, ich gehe nur von mir, ich gehe da fern.
hearts walking beside you. But it's always there. Sometimes it hovers above. We see it in pictures of our parents when they were young. There, in the background. We wonder why the house was always so disorganized. The garden, kids, unkempt. We could sense that something wasn't right. Yet, we didn't have the words for it. Bodies storing energy blockages. Energy blockages. We pass it on leading to toxic living spaces, one generation to another, never questioning why or what for.
Broken, 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 broken. All the universe here is broken, 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 feel broken, feel broken, 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 feel broken, feel broken.
You can call it a wound, a staring down the hole. The loudest voice always finds a way to take up the space of the voices around. It always starts from home. You see your mother getting oppressed by your father, yet putting up with it. You see the manifestation of the dynamic of their relationship in your life and in the lives of your siblings.
And one day in summer, a hot day, I was six years old.
E um dia,
and I was in the house of a neighbor, two sisters, who I played with loads. They put a little swimming pool outside the house, you know, one of those tiny little swimming pools that you construct. And then you fill up with water
and
houses in the summer. Everyone who had houses would put them in their gardens and we used to play in that swimming pool. And I left the house to go back to my grandmother's house. And my grandmother's house was always with the door open.
My
grandma never locked the door. It was a habit. It was really common in that time, in that space. And I was dressed in, you know, in a swimming costume. I didn't have a top, but I had the bottoms of a bikini. Really tiny bikini, I remember.
Eu tinha essas pernas pequenininhas, mirradinhas, era bem magrinha, né?
And I had these tiny little legs, really, really thin, and I was really, you know, really thin, tiny. And I went to my grandmother's house, and I tried to open the door, but the door was locked.
A porta estava trancada.
Am I afraid to go slow?
Circles.
once down on the ballroom floor. A rendezvous of our dance. Dancing.
Girls,
she was. Hey, hey. Wanna dance? Just our hips. Once, twice. Kick and step. Two planets collide, but.
Girls, no.
There was almost no sound. Hey, no sound. Wanna dance?
Бестелесность моя, подставь ладонь, как тебе можешь другой оттолкнуть меня.
Если ты плотит, плотит слово,
вот я же плоть во крови огня. Пусть карает угол я бесчисленных дней. I am mourning a person I never met. A woman died because of illegal abortion. Nobody wanted to go to prison to help her. I look at the screen, thousands of angry women, a million times, and yetni vyechni, not one less. I am mourning my friend Wildflower, traveler, creative freedom, body painting, boot gender in a blender, our hands in the clay. She went north. She told me somebody tried to traffic her abroad. She went east. She took her life not long after.
Twice, kick, step, two planets collide, but there was almost no sound. No sound. Just our hips. Hey, wanna dance?
My mother is a body, a large round body with triple belly and countless breasts, just a headless body. Once she became swollen like a large bud of lotus flower, and when she burst, I slipped her out on earth like a clam into the sea. She was surprised by me. No good memories, just a cry of robbery and absurd presence. Mia madre è un corpo, un grande corpo rotondo, con tripla pancia e seni innumerevoli. Solo un corpo senza testa. Un giorno è diventata gonfia come un grosso bocciolo di fior di loto. E quando è scoppiata, sono scivolata fuori, sulla terra, come una vongola, nel mare. È stata sorpresa da me. Nessun bel ricordo, solo un grido di rapina, un'assurda presenza.
And so I tried again, but it was locked. And I tried to ring the bell. But in front of my grandmother's house, there wasn't a big door. It was a garage open. And the door which went directly to the front room, there wasn't a big door, you know. But I tried to ring the bell.
Veio abrir a porta para
I tried many times
de repente,
to ring this bell, but no one came and opened the door.
And then
behind me, I felt a presence.
Com seu respiro.
As a presence which kind of, you know, was breathing deeply, and I could feel this presence getting closer to me.
Minha visão, né, de uma criança, era homem muito maior.
And when I turned around,
forte,
to see who it was, and it was a man that, in my mind, in the vision of me as a child, it was a man much bigger than I was.
O definíamos como louco,
you know, stronger,
como uma pessoa que
more potent than me.
Não tinha equilíbrio, né? Então,
and this man, his name was Marcus. He's a guy who walked the streets of our city and all of us defined him as a madman.
Mas eu, na minha inocência,
as a man who didn't have equilibrium,
no meu momento,
you know.
De criança, eu não,
and he came close to me.
And,
you know, without
ele colocou suas
mãos asking,
grossas,
invading my space, but in my innocence,
no meio das minhas pernas,
in my moment, you know, of childhood, I didn't understand what was going on.
A minha vulva.
I couldn't understand what was going on.
Eu desse
and
permissão pra isso.
E put his hands, you know, his big hands,
os
meus seis anos sweaty
de verdade,
hands,
eu não sabia
and dirty hands. Between my legs.
Ele tocou. E eu adorou.
And touched my vulva.
E aproximou o membro dele.
You know, without me giving permission. With my 6 years.
Tirou para fora.
I didn't understand what was going
on. Colocou nas minhas
coxas. He touched me.
De repente,
and I liked it.
A porta se abriu. E era minha mãe.
And came
e eu
closer
saí correndo
to his
daquela situação porque eu não estava entendendo o que estava acontecendo.
His penis.
Entrei muito assustada.
He took it out.
Avó. E a minha mãe e a minha avó perguntaram para mim o que estava acontecendo. E eu não tive coragem.
And at that moment,
de dividir
the
com
door
eles.
Opened and it was my mum and I ran. Because I didn't understand what was going on. And I ran into the door and I was... came into
eu
the house really shocked,
vergonha.
And my mum and my grandma asked what was going on,
dia,
and I didn't have,
naquele momento.
I didn't have the courage to tell
fragilidade.
Them what was going on.
Eu tive medo da minha inocência.
And I never had
eu tinha
the courage
medo
to,
da minha pureza.
To tell what was going on. I always had,
me feriu.
I was always embarrassed and scared of what happened.
da minha alma.
Of what was going on.
Ficou
I was scared of
na minha vulva.
My fragility and my innocence.
Eu agradeço
muito yeah,
a
my purity
oportunidade de poder
and all of this,
tirar para
this all
fora.
Kind of injured me and stayed
sem
locked
pedir licença, sem pedir permissão,
in my vulva.
Tirar para fora esse momento difícil que eu passei na minha vida.
I thank you for the opportunity of being able to take this out.
Possa ser
without asking
uma cura para outras mulheres
to take it out.
Que viveram a mesma situação que eu vivi.
This moment, difficult, I, this difficult
calada.
Moment that I passed in my life. And I hope that this taking it out can be in some way a cure for the women who have experienced
com todas, e por todas,
this
e para
type
todas.
Of abuse.
Obrigada.
I spent many years without saying anything about this, and I think this opportunity of being able to share this with everyone for everyone, and thank you.
Excuse me, am I allowed to say that I feel free?
That you feel free?
I'm sorry? Am I allowed to say
Are you allowed to say yeah, that yeah. you feel free?
Oh, am I allowed? Oh,
Are
this?
You? Like...
What do you think?
What do you see?
I cannot see.
But what do you see? Are you allowed to express your feelings?
Am I allowed to express my feelings?
Am I allowed to express my feelings?
Excuse me, am I allowed
yes,
to
please
say
explain
that I feel independent
in the society? Is there any space for your feelings?
Is there space in my belly?
What do you see?
Where can I feel my feelings? Patriarchy is the single most life-threatening social disease assaulting the male body and spirit in our nation. Yet most men do not use the word patriarchy in everyday life. Most men never think about patriarchy, what it means, how it is created and sustained. Many men in our nation not be able to spell the word or pronounce it correctly. The word patriarchy just is not of their normal everyday thought or speech. Men who have heard and know the word usually associated with women's liberation. Women's liberation. Women's liberation. Men who have heard and know the word usually associated with feminism. 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 And therefore dismiss it as irrelevant. Irrelevant to their own experiences.
And men who really use it,
what do you see?
Often know what I mean by it. They often ask me what I mean by it.
Or,
to the essence
coffee.
Of all the things
and especially
I am very deeply connected to the core of Mother Earth.
I have resisted excellently well. I decide to dedicate time for healing, not avoiding emotions. Cooking and stirring don't stop and get stuck. Accepting all parts of my story. Gravity and roots once again. We as part of the earth. You running in the wild. First, the moon says to the sun, you need me in the cock, knees in the hand, and I need your words, oh sun, without interruption, because you are of perfect character, the father of all light, the high light, the great master and lord. I am the waxing moon. Moist and cold, and you are the warm and dry. When we have united in equality of the status of our house, in which nothing else happens except that the heavy has the light with it, in which we will stay, then I shall be a woman. Who is open to her husband, and that is true in the world. And when we united, stay in the valley of this closed house, then I will receive by flattering you, your soul, and you will take away my beauty, and through your closeness, I will become thin, and we will be exalted in a spiritual exaltation, or heightened in a spiritual exaltation,
when we go up in the order of the sheikhs, or the old man, the glowing substance of Vilayat will be united with my mind, and you and I will be like the mixture of wine and sweet water, and I will stop my flow, and afterwards I'll be wrapped up in your blackness, and that will have the color of black ink. For after your dissolution and my coagulation, when we have entered the house of love, my body will coagulate and I will be my emptiness. If you do this, and if you do me no harm, O moon, and if my body will return, then I will give you a new virtue of penetration, and after this you will be powerful in the battle of the fire of liquefaction and purgation, and there will no longer be any diminishing or darkness, as it is with the copper and the lead. And you will not fight me anymore, because you will not be rebellious anymore. Blessed is he who thinks about my words. My dignity will not be taken away from you, and will not become cheap, as a lion will not become cheap, being wakened by the flesh. But if you follow me, then I will not deny you or take away from you the increasing of the lead. But then my light will be extinguished and all my beauty will be extinguished. But they will take from the copper of my pure body and from the fatness of the lead by verifying it in the syllogism of their way. But without God's blood, and then one will make a distillation between what is false and what is true. I am the hard, dry iron. I am the strong ferment. Every good thing is in me. The light of the secret of secrets is generated through me, and every active thing is my action. What has light is created in the darkness of the light. Everything that shines has been created in the darkness. But after I have been led to perfection, I will recover from my illness and from my weakness, and then will appear that great liquid from the head and the tail, and those are the two qualities and the 10 orders or weights, 5 of which are without darkness and 5 of them are shining in beauty.
Sie hörten Die patriarchale Schlange, Oni Saure, von Maria Luisa Caposo. Mit Valeria Schakarova, Geslu, Maria Rosa Papaleretta, Laura Antudang, Rebecca Wiegand, Lisa Albrecht, Mudassir Scheck, Eleftherios Chrysalis, Leo Kai, Marta Gadaletta, Carolina Borghi, Chiara Esposito, Adolfo La Volpe und Denis Ekin-Polat. Ton Maria Luisa Caposo und Adolfo La Volpe. Produktion Goethe-Institut, Bauhaus-Universität Weimar und Deutschlandfunk Kultur 2022.